OpenAI cuts off Cursor, owner raises $240 million and AI stratifies the workforce. OpenAI reportedly plans to cut off API access to Cursor, one of the most widely used AI-powered code editors in the software industry, following SpaceX's acquisition of the tool. The business logic, if the reports are accurate, is uncomfortable but real. Providing underlying model capability to a tool now owned by a competitor's ecosystem, SpaceX is Elon Musk, and Musk has Grok, raises strategic concerns about capability sharing even if direct competitive overlap is not immediate. The practical consequence falls on the tens of thousands of developers who have built their workflows around Cursor and now face continuity uncertainty. The episode exposes a structural vulnerability running through the AI ecosystem. When a small number of large model providers control underlying access, downstream tools are exposed to the provider's shifting competitive interests. Whether OpenAI's move constitutes legitimate business judgment or anti-competitive conduct to foreclose a distribution channel is precisely the kind of question that takes years to resolve under the Sherman Antitrust Act, which prohibits not simply having market power, but using anti-competitive conduct to obtain or maintain it. The market definition question alone is contested. Is the relevant market AI API access, AI coding tools, or large language models generally? European regulators operating under the Digital Markets Act apply different standards, meaning this fight will play out across multiple jurisdictions simultaneously. Owner, Calm's $240 million fundraising round represents a different dimension of the AI story: distribution rather than model competition. The company's pitch is bringing AI-powered marketing, scheduling, customer management, and operations tools to local businesses, restaurants, plumbers, dry cleaners, that lack enterprise software budgets or dedicated IT departments. Investors appear to believe the historical precedent holds. Cloud computing created a large market among small businesses previously priced out of enterprise-grade software, and AI may do the same. X this week claimed to have identified a Chinese-operated bot farm specifically targeting the American debate over AI data center development, their location, regulation, energy consumption, and ownership. The specificity of the target is notable. AI data centers have become a national security and industrial policy question, and shaping that debate through coordinated inauthentic behavior is a way of influencing policy without fingerprints. New research published this week reframes the AI and jobs question in terms that most public debate has not yet absorbed. The data does not support mass unemployment, at least not yet. What is emerging instead is a divide between workers who can use AI tools effectively and those who cannot or lack access. The productivity gains are real but concentrating. Workers who are not being displaced are instead falling behind in wages and advancement relative to AI-capable colleagues. Stratification rather than displacement is harder to address politically because the harm is comparative and diffuse. There is no laid-off worker as the visible victim, only a widening gap.